House Bill 1411.
Clerk will read.
CCR to House Bill 1411 by Nelson of the House and Lamb of the Senate, an act relating to crimes and punishments.
Representative Nelson, you recognize, explain the House CCR of House Bill 1411.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This the amendment would just add the title back to the bill that was corrective language requested by OSBI regarding the Self-Defense Act, just clarifying throughout the statute that there is indeed a 10-year SDA license. Move adoption.
There are questions. Representative Reynolds, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. At the appropriate time, I'd like a motion to reject for the purposes of sending it back to committee with instructions.
The motion before the House, Representative Reynolds, is to accept the CCR. If that motion fails, then your motion will be in order at that time. Further questions on the CCR? Representative Ruscello, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Nelson, why does the language say 5 or 10? I mean, why doesn't it just say 10?
Because when they, my understanding is when they amended the statute, that's what they left in. There's several more references in the statute that read this way. They just forgot to put the or 10 in these two particular locations.
Follow up, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, I just don't understand why they don't strike the 5. What's the purpose of having the 5 in there at all?
I know that's a good question. The addition of the 10-year license was added before I was here, so I'm not sure why they decided to leave both. I just agreed to run the legislation to correct this oversight.
Representative Reynolds, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you. Representative Nelson, I have offered language that would allow for some exemptions for veterans, and when we had this bill before, that language was not accepted because we didn't have a fiscal impact statement. Knowing now that there is no fiscal impact statement, do you think it would be wise to incorporate that kind of language in this bill?
Well, in my opinion and my preference would be to run it clean just to correct the existing language.
Representative Smithson, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Back to your 5 or 10 year question, wouldn't you agree that a 5-year license cost is $85 to $100, 10 years, $200? A lot of these old folks like Representative Dank probably wouldn't want to risk spending $200 for a 10-year license when 5 is probably all they'd need.
Point well taken.
Seeing no further questions, Representative Nelson moves adoption of CCR to House Bill 1411. Will there be debate? There will be debate. Those wishing to debate against the measure, press your red button. Those wishing to debate for, press your green button. Representative Reynolds will be recognized for 10 minutes debating against the measure. Representative Nelson recognized for 10 minutes debating for the measure. Representative Reynolds, you're recognized to debate in opposition.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, at the time that we did this bill originally, we spent a little bit of time on it because I had a couple of amendments on the bill. I actually had them as two separate amendments, one of which we should have known, but unfortunately House staff was unable to get the proper documentation up here that there would be no fiscal impact, the other that there would be minimal fiscal impact. Those amendments, subsequently, Representative McMullen was kind enough to allow me to put those amendments on his bill, and that made a good bill better. And that bill currently is, I guess, doesn't have conferees, or we'd have the opportunity. I wouldn't have to spend the time trying to send this bill back to conference. But since we don't know, Representative McMullen's bill will be coming to the floor of this body. Didn't want to run the risk that these two amendments, which were agreed to unanimously on Representative McMullen's bill, would not be able to have a straight-up vote. Members, I yesterday distributed a document, there was one to each desk, a motion to reject the conference committee report with instructions, and those instructions were specifically to help veterans in the state of Oklahoma. Number one, by seeing that veterans would be able to receive a lifetime concealed carry permit as opposed to a 5-year or 10-year permit. They wouldn't get it for free. They'd still have to pay for it, the paperwork, the fee necessary. The other is veterans currently are exempted for 20 years from having to participate in some aspects of the concealed carry courses. And if a guy can be exempted for 20 years and he's had military training, it's probably all right if we exempt him for a lifetime, because he's probably going to be 50 or 60 by the time he applies for that anyway. So, members, I would encourage you to reject the conference committee report and send this back to conference with instructions, but that will have to be a subsequent motion. Be happy to answer questions.
That's not the motion for the House. Representative Reynolds, the motion is to adopt the CCR. There are no questions. Representative Nelson, recognized for 10 minutes, debating in favor of adoption of the CCR.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. With due respect to my friend, Representative Reynolds, I just have concerns about doing that at this point, not being, I think there is the potential for a fiscal impact. I couldn't put my finger on exactly what it would be, but I've had questions raised with me about reciprocity with other states. The expectation when someone produces a Self-Defense Act license, what that represents, and making sure that that is consistent. It's not a statement beyond that, but just a statement to make sure that we know exactly and that I'm comfortable with exactly what the bill or what any amendment would do to this bill. I think I would just soon run this clean in order to just correct an oversight in an earlier bill, and would ask your support for adoption of this. Thank you.
Representative Nelson, you yield to questions. He yields. Representative Reynolds, you recognize for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Nelson, you said that you're concerned about fiscal impact, so you think that possibly sometimes the House staff prepares incorrect fiscal impacts and you have a problem with the fiscal impacts that were on these previously?
I do have a concern that this year OSBI is going to have a budget cut along with a lot of other agencies, and I'm not 100% sure what impact that this would have in a down budget year.
Follow up, you're recognized.
Thank you. And do you not think that since this particularly pertains to veterans, that we've heard the word patriotism passed out here earlier today, that it would be a patriotic thing to do to honor our veterans and say, gosh, if you served in the military defending our country, the least that we can do is allow you to have a concealed carry permit to defend your home, defend yourself, and perhaps defend other people that might be in a situation that it would be a good thing if you were able to have that concealed carry permit? Would that be a good patriotic thing to do?
I think you could probably classify that as patriotic, but I think you could also classify that as common sense, and that's why I support the existing language of a 5- and 10-year license.
Representative Nelson now moves adoption of CCR. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Court votes been requested. Clerk will activate the machine. Sergeants announce roll call in the hall. Roll call is in progress. Representative Joyner votes aye. Clerk declare the vote.
67 ayes, 6 nay.
Having received a majority vote of those elected and constituted the House, I declare the bill to have passed. The CCR to be adopted. Representative Nelson now moves final passage of the bill. Fourth reading the bill.
House Bill 1411 by Nelson of the House and Lamb of the Senate, an act relating to crimes and punishments.
Representative Nelson now moves final passage of the bill. Will there be debate? Seeing no debate. Question from the House is, shall the bill pass? Clerk will activate the machine. Sergeant announce roll call in the hall. Roll call is in progress. Representative Christian votes aye. Representative Arms votes aye. Representative Joyner votes aye. Representative Shelton, Glenn, Williams, Hoskin, Derby, Shannon, Richards, Treblecock to carry a vote. Representative Hoskins votes aye. Those wishing to vote, change your vote. The chair is preparing to close. Declare the vote.
93 ayes, 0 nay.
Having received a majority vote of those elected to and constituted in the House, I declare the bill to have passed. Mr. Floor Leader.